All right, it's time to do some hints, bruh.
Let's do it.
On the ticket.
She's got hints nobody else would know. Hints nobody ever sees. We've got hints from Heloise. Now what can I do with this old broken comb?
Hang it on the wall.
Best theme songs ever.
It's pretty good.
It's really good.
Who did that? P1 Tony, I think.
Awesome.
Thank you for that. All right. Heloise is a column to help you with your life. It is ripped and read from the Dallas Morning News. Follow along on page 4E of the Arts and Life segment section.
Yeah.
Dear Heloise, I have a good hint for anyone who travels with a camera. I take a photo of my contact information just in case I lose the camera. I have it set as the first photo that pops up if someone were to look through the pictures. Hopefully someone would return it if they do look at the photos, writes Justine Whitmore in Texas.
Anybody that's going to steal your camera?
They don't care. Yeah, they don't care where you live.
No, they do, so they can come get the rest of your crap.
Right.
Thanks for the address, dumbass. I'll be right over. For your television.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
That was my favorite scene in European Vacation, where the guy is taking their picture, makes them stand in the fountain, take their shoes off and stand in the fountain, and then he takes off with their camera.
It happens all the time.
And then the romantic film that Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo made becomes a porn.
Yes. And very popular stag film in Europe.
Alicia M. in Florida writes, Dear Heloise, when it comes time for me to move, I will start saving the cardboard beer holders that six-packs come in. These are great because they have individual compartments that keep my drinking glasses sturdy during the move. Depending on what size the box is, you can fit at least 4 of the holders in a larger box.
That's great. So she saves her six-pack caddy.
Yeah.
Put her
she must drink a lot of beer to have enough six-pack holders for all of her drinking glasses.
I bet she's a whore.
Yeah, Alicia puts out. That is the biggest beating of moving, is packing all your kitchen crap.
The kitchen, yeah, definitely.
Like, you know, if you want to try and keep stuff from breaking, like wrapping it in the newspaper. Well, You're best advised to get like the blank newsprint in the box rather than newspaper, because that'll get newsprint all over your stuff.
It'll get inky.
Yeah, and then you have to wash it when you get to the new place, which is a beating.
And your new place probably doesn't have a dishwasher because you can't afford a place that has a dishwasher.
Because you just got divorced and you don't have enough money for a decent apartment.
You can only afford like a $650 a month efficiency. Having to hand wash your dishes in the sink because you're divorced.
And then you end up snaking a belt over the top of the door frame.
Because that's the best option.
No matter what Henry Rollins says.
What's your next hit, Dave?
Vivian W. in Alabama writes, Dear Heloise, I'm so glad I saved the baby monitor even when the kids weren't babies anymore. Now when I have a sick kid, too sick to get out of bed, I turn on the old monitor so that I can hear anything that is needed. This allows me to get work done around the house, including outside, while my kid is at home. I don't have to constantly be around the bedroom.
Okay.
I mean, you could just give them a bell, like they could ring like the bellhop bell whenever they need something. Boy, is there anything more annoying than a sick kid?
Being sick.
Yeah, I guess that's
pretty
true.
Bad.
Deborah,
they're so demanding, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, they're demanding all the time, but then when they are sick, they're even more just giant peas.
And then you feel even worse because you can't do anything to make them improve. It's completely out of your control. Is your kid sick right now?
No.
But when she is, she sucks.
She did have a like a sinus infection or a ear infection something recently. You know, yeah. It was one of those things where you just pump them full of antibiotics and they're fine. Deborah Deender in Alabama. Wow, lots of Alabamians this week. Dear Heloise, sometimes my mind is in other places, so when I park my car at the grocery store, it's not uncommon for me to forget where I parked it. Usually I know the general area, but when I can't see it, I pop my trunk. When I pop my trunk, my car makes a noise, and I know I am walking up to the right car once I see the trunk open. I have to open it either way, so it serves as a convenient tool.
You're kidding me. Everybody knows that trick.
Yeah, you hit the little
chirpy thing.
Yeah, you hit your lock button, and it goes blip, blip.
Or if it's at night, your lights flash.
Right, unless you're poor enough to have a car that doesn't have keyless entry.
Right.
And if you are poor enough to not have keyless entry, then just snake a belt over the door frame.
That's not the solution for every single problem in life, is to hang yourself with a belt.
Jasmine in Texas writes, Dear Heloise, I get off late at night. Who doesn't? And usually get home around 8:30. If I try to eat a healthful diet, I sometimes don't get to eat until 10 p.m. or later. It isn't the healthiest eating schedule. I have noticed that chopping and cutting things takes up the most time. It's not the cooking process, it's preparing for cooking. So I've learned to chop, cut, and prep my meals in the morning when I have a bit more time. Now when I get off, I can quickly start cooking and eat before 9:30.
Thanks for that tip.
Or if you have enough money.
Seriously, they just told you to prep early.
Or if you have enough money, you can just get takeout. Or you can go to like Central Market or Whole Foods where they have stuff already pre-chopped for you.
Yeah. And if you can't afford that,
just snake the belt.
Just snake the belt.
Why? I mean, really, the solution to everything is either snaking the belt or just having more money.
Right.
So just if you can't find more money, then the belt.
Yeah. If you don't have keyless entry, belt.
If you can't afford pre-prepared,
delicious, hearty meals that are healthy, if you can't afford that, belt. If your kid's sick and they're getting on your nerves, belt.
For them or for you?
Both. No, for you, yeah. Not them. That'd be wrong.
And
we're going to get in trouble again.
Yeah, we are. Let's turn the page. Let's flip back together to page 2E of Arts and Life in the Dallas Morning News.
Let's all do it together. On three. One, two, three. See how much fun that was?
And let's check on Dear Abby. I wouldn't ordinarily do this. I wouldn't compromise Heloise's segment and go to her bitter rival,
that
Abby.
That hack.
That effing bee.
Yeah, Abby, you slut.
By the way,
you whorish, whorish tramp.
By the way, both...
I bet she has tattoos and smokes.
Both Heloise and Abby are columns carried on by the daughter. Did you know that? That the original Heloise and Abby are dead. They didn't do the belt, but they did die of natural causes. And they are now rotting in the ground. Mm-hmm. And their daughters, because they didn't have anything better to do, took over their columns.
Just so, taking their money.
But
they're these women who are pioneers in advice.
But I was notified of this particular one that I think would be of interest to the P1s. It's written by Carrie in Cleveland. Dear Abby, I am a 12-year-old girl and my grandpa is 75. I love him very much, but I have noticed lately that he stares at women's breasts when they are jogging, and he smiles when a gust of wind blows a girl's skirt up. This is embarrassing to me, and I am embarrassed for him. He must have realized it by now. Is my grandpa a creepy, dirty old man? I hope it's not true.
Well, it is true, and that's 100% normal.
Right.
And the sooner you learn that, the better off you'll be.
Well, Abby doesn't agree that it's normal.
Because Abby's an uptight wench.
Dear Carrie, I'm sorry, but the fact that your grandfather would be so unsubtle as to act this way when you're with him is creepy, and I'm sure it is embarrassing. tell your parents about it so your mother or father can tell him to tone down his enthusiasm. And if it doesn't happen, spend less time with Grandpa. That horny old bastard.
I mean, he's 75. He's not dead.
Yeah, I mean, look, there were not girls in tube tops jogging down the street when he was a 20-year-old man.
No, there weren't.
He has lived through cone bras and
saggers.
And saggers and overgrown mounds. Let the man live. He's 75. He's going to die soon.
Look,
let him experience the joy of a nubile girl running by.
Well, I understand if he's doing this when she's with him and pointing it out and smiling and laughing. I mean, look, let me give some advice to Grandpa. Just be a little discreet around your 12-year-old granddaughter when you're checking out some girl's cans.
Right. If you're that obvious about it that your 12-year-old granddaughter notices.
Yeah.
You gotta have a little bit more on the down low.
But also, the 12-year-old daughter needs to understand sometimes grandpas make mistakes.
Yes.
And we can't catch it all the time. And sometimes it's involuntary.
Yeah. Sometimes you just get the involuntary head snap.
Yeah. We all just need to work on getting along a little bit better.
And as we all learned from George Costanza, that looking at cleavage is like looking at the sun. You get a taste of it, and then you turn away.
Yeah, you can't stare too long or you'll go blind.
But maybe Grandpa's senile. He just doesn't know any better.
Or he just doesn't give a rat's ass.
75 isn't that old anymore.
No. You
know, I mean, it's pretty old, but it's not that old. It's not like 90.
90's old. 90's the new 75.
It's true. So, Grandpa, keep on keeping on, brah. You're a P1 at heart.
Yeah. Well, coming up next, we're going to go ahead and perform the Diarrhea Bucket Challenge with Cirque du Soleil.